The Parakeet Family Workshop in the Kingdom of a Thousand Leaves, where the greenery is so deep it seems to hide treasures, lives the parakeet family. They salvage old objects and transform them into new ones. In that house, silence was never complete. In the attic, Father Parakeet led the most efficient team in the world, his own family of restorers. They transform old plastic into toys, broken glass into jewelry, and even old wood into useful objects. Every night, the objects left that workshop, dolls with new legs, toy cars with axles bound for every corner of the world. The family's motto was clear, a fixed toy, a happy child. One morning, Father Parakeet took off his watchmaker's monocle with a somber expression. Repair orders had stopped coming in. They couldn't find any old or damaged objects anywhere. Father, there's nothing to fix at the shipping port. We found out where the broken toys are going. They're not coming to us. They're being thrown into giant landfills. The family was in shock. Thousands of toys, which only needed a screw or a fresh coat of paint, were being buried alive, mixed in with trash, far from the hands of anyone who could save them. The workshop was empty. The tools, for the first time, were silent. Father Parakeet wasn't one to give up. If they bury the toys in the ground, we'll teach the world how to dig them up. The solution wasn't just to go get the toys, but to change the rules of the game. The Parakeet family couldn't save everything on their own. They created first aid manuals for toys and distributed them throughout every city. The birds went door to door handing out the pamphlets and convinced people that a toy that can't be fixed is a mistake. People began placing damaged toys and objects at the Restoro Recycling Center, and the objects returned to the Parakeet workshop. The workshop came alive again, but now the work was different. It was about preventing toys from ending up in landfills again, because nothing is trash if there is love and a few tools nearby.